Riverside Healthcare puts the health and wellness information you need well within reach.
Hello, listeners. Thanks for tuning in to the Well Within Reach podcast brought to you by Riverside Healthcare. I'm your host, Taylor Ledden McMaster, and joining me today is Maureen Elliott, Imaging Patient Navigator at Riverside Healthcare, who's here to talk about lung cancer screenings at Riverside. Welcome.
Thank you.
Before we get into today's episode, we're going to take a quick break for a message about MyChart.
Healthcare can be confusing, but thanks to your MyRiverside MyChart, you can easily manage not only your care, but your family's as well. With a single click, your MyRiverside MyChart lets you stay well connected to the same information your provider sees. You can view your health history, get test results, request prescription refills, pay your bill, or make an appointment. Manage your care from anywhere, your laptop, phone, or tablet. Learn more and enroll today at riversidemychart.org.
And we're back. Maureen, could you please briefly introduce yourself and your role in imaging services?
Sure. I've worked at Riverside for about 25 years, primarily in the radiology department. My main role as an imaging navigator is to track and follow up with lung cancer screenings, as well as abnormal imaging in the radiology department.
Fantastic. So, lung cancer, how common is that and who is most at risk?
An estimated 227,000 people are expected to be diagnosed with lung cancer in 2025. It is the deadliest cancer and leading cause of cancer death for both men and women in the U.S. The lifetime chance of being diagnosed with lung cancer is about 1 in 16 people. The more someone smokes and the longer that they smoke, the higher their risk is, and the people who that have quit smoking but have a significant smoking history are still at high risk.
Wow. Those are some fascinating statistics. I didn't realize that it was that 1 in 16 number. That is high. So with that in mind, why would you say that early detection is so important in the fight against lung cancer?
It is key because it dramatically improves survival rates and treatment options. Lung cancer often doesn't show signs until later stages, making it harder to treat, but finding it early through screenings opens the door to a wider range of treatment options.
Yeah. And you briefly mentioned people with a smoking history, but that's not just who can get lung cancer, right? I mean, anybody could be susceptible.
Correct. But the criteria for lung cancer screenings would be a current or former smoker.
Right. So who should consider getting a lung cancer screening?
Anyone who's 50 to 77 years of age, a current or former smoker, must have quit within the last 15 years, have a smoking history of at least 20 pack years, meaning an average of one pack per day for 20 years or two packs a day for 10 years, and has no signs or symptoms.
Okay. Well, great. Before we continue our conversation, we're going to take a moment to talk about the importance of primary care. At Riverside Healthcare, your primary care provider is dedicated to being in your corner, helping you and your family stay healthy and thrive. Find the right primary care provider for you at riversidehealthcare.org/primary care. From annual screenings to well checks and everything in between, having a primary care provider that you can trust makes all the difference. And we're back with our conversation about CT lung cancer screenings. Maureen, what exactly is a CT lung cancer screening and how does it work?
It is a yearly imaging test that uses a small amount of radiation to detect lung cancer in the early stages, before symptoms even appear in people that are at high risk, such as long-term smokers. And it works by producing detailed images of the lungs, allowing a radiologist to identify nodules or other abnormalities that might indicate cancer.
And what Riverside campuses can patients schedule a screening?
They can schedule at any one of our locations, Kankakee, Bourbonnais, Frankfort, Watsika, or Coal City.
Fantastic. So highly accessible.
Yes.
You mentioned the age before when someone should start getting their annual screening. Can you just reiterate that for our listeners?
It's recommended that high-risk individuals should start screenings at the age of 50, and they should continue every year until the age of 77.
Okay. And if someone, say, is about to get their first screening, what can they expect from the process?
The exam involves lying on a table as it passes through a large donut-shaped scanner that takes the images, Lasting only a few minutes, the CT is quick and painless.
Okay. That's nice that it's only a few minutes. And about how long does it take to get results?
It varies. We'll send you a letter as well as getting your report off of my chart.
Okay, great. Should something be detected in the screening, what would be the next step?
If a lung cancer screening detects something abnormal, such as a nodule, the next step may involve further testing. This follow-up is determined by your doctor.
Okay. And is there anything else you'd like listeners to know on the subject?
Physician order is required for scheduling an appointment. So if you feel that you may qualify, please contact your doctor about ordering the exam. Once an order is received, then you can call the outpatient scheduling department at 815-935-7531 to schedule your appointment.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Maureen. I appreciate your insight and
expertise. Thanks for having me.
Yes. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Well Within Reach. Be sure to like and subscribe to Well Within Reach on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. To learn more about if a CT lung cancer screening is right for you, go to myrhc.net/lungscreening.